Now the question is, how was it that Srimati Radharani met Lord Krishna to her heart content? It is stated that in the beautiful Vrindavan forest, all the desires of a devotee are fulfilled to meet the Lord. How then did it happen to Srimati Radharani? She wanted to meet Krishna fully. My dear devotees, listen very carefully, because anyone who listens to this narrative will be so auspicious that sins will never touch him. All auspicious influences will come, and so many other things. The mystical voice had said, Shochamakuru Kalayani Brindaranya Manohare Manuratasthe Bhavita Sri Krishna Mahatmana. O beautiful Radharani, don't lament. In the beautiful Vrindavan forest, your desire to enjoy with me, Krishna, will certainly be fulfilled. One day it happened that Srimati Radharani sat down with her most intimate friends. Who are the two? Lalita and Vishakha, yes. Lalita and Vishakha had thought it's necessary to talk for them to Radharani in private. They had noticed that Radharani was often absent-minded. They had noted also that Krishna once was so absent-minded that he tried to milk a bull. Radha and Krishna are truly in love. So Vishakha said, Oh, listen, Radhe. I know upon whom you meditate day and night. I know whose virtue you praise again and again. It's the same person who comes here and passes by your father's palace. O Radha, you should know, every evening he comes from the western direction and returns with the cows to his own palace. He is with many cowherd boys. You should see this person you are madly in love with. He is so handsome. I think we all know when a lady see that their friend has fallen in love with someone, they will help their best friend, their lady friend, to meet that person, and they will talk words about him and give her some inspiration. Yesterday I saw him near the well, and so on. So Radharani became so excited when she saw that Lalita and Vishakha knew what was in her mind. So she said to Vishakha, who is an extraordinary good painter, Please, Vishakha, extinguish the fire in my heart by drawing a beautiful picture of him. Then I can every minute look at him. And when he comes approaching from the west, I can see him walking. Immediately, Lalita got some canvas, some paint, brought it to Vishakha, and both of them sat before the task and drew a wonderful picture of Nanda's son, Sri Krishna. My dear devotees, this picture was filled with the sweetness of Krishna's youth. When Radha looked at the picture, she became very happy. She took the picture and yearned to see Krishna. And while she looked at Krishna's picture, she was overcome with bliss. And this bliss increased to such an extent that finally she fainted. As she lay on the marble floor of her home, Brishabhanu's daughter Radha dreamt of going to the Yamuna, where she looked at Krishna, beautiful like a dark monsoon cloud, dressed in yellow garments and dancing in the Bandiravana forest. Later, Srimati Radharani would go to the bank of the Yamuna under the pretext of fetching some water. And she would put the copper vessels into the dark water to remember, to draw the water. And all of a sudden she would see in the water Nanda Nandana Krishna. She was bewildered. How can he stay so long in the water? Then she heard something above her. As she looked up, she saw Krishna in the tree above her. And she saw how the image in the water reached out to embrace her, and she ran away. When Srimati Radharani finally rose from her sleep-like condition, she was filled with the pain of separation from Krishna. She always thought of the beautiful form of Krishna. In her eyes, the three worlds had become insignificant like a single blade of grass. My dear devotees, if you sometimes have to struggle with material attachments, think of Krishna and how beautiful he is. And then even the biggest material attachments will become as insignificant as a grain of sand. Thinking of Krishna and separation is the means and ways how to associate with him in the heart. Srila Rupa Goswami tells us, learned scholars in the science of bhakti yoga say that when there is an absence of association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, at that time separation takes place. In the state of ayoga, or separation, the mind is filled with Krishna consciousness and is fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. It is in that stage where the devotee thinks he is separate from Krishna that he searches for the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear devotees, know, feeling separation from Krishna is the best way to attain Krishna's association. So Radharani, who had just dreamt that she saw Krishna, and who had then just woken up from her dream and felt the whole world is vacant, was all of a sudden disturbed. Her two friends, Lalita and Vishakha, called to her, "Oh Radha, this is not a dream any longer. Look, look, who has just come over there. Srimati Radharani came out of her meditation and ran immediately to a window, and there she saw Krishna, the master of Braj, walking on the narrow path from his own forest Bandiravana towards King Brishabhanu's palace. My dear devotee, Krishna walks so beautifully. His mighty steps are as lazy as the steps of an elephant. Krishna looks all the time to the left side and the right side to see each one of his devotees, even the parrots. He is dressed in a very beautiful wave of the turban, and his whole body should be covered with dust, but it's not. There's always a cowherd boy around him with a nice soft cloth who dusts him off. There are two cowherd boys walking behind him, each carrying a flute, so that Krishna can choose the type of flute he wishes to blow on. And while he plays his flute and walks, he all of a sudden starts to skip and run and dance. And at that time, the devatas, who have been hiding behind the clouds, come and shower flowers on him. Krishna. So when Radharani ran to the window to see Krishna, she saw him walking just towards her. And again she became so excited that she fainted and fell down. One moment her beautiful face was in the window, the other moment it was out of the window. For that little moment where Radharani's beautiful form was in the window of the palace, Krishna glanced at Brishabhanu's beautiful daughter, who is a shelter of so many transcendental qualities. And when Krishna glanced for that little moment where Radharani could be in the window at Radha, he decided in his heart that he would enjoy with her. After having made that decision, he smiled when Radharani disappeared from the window and playfully went to his own palace. We can just imagine what Krishna must have thought about Srimati Radharani. There's a verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita which tells us Krishna's mind. Krishna thinks, only Radhika, by the strength of her love, tastes all the nectar of my sweetness. Although Radha's love is pure like a mirror, its purity increases at every moment. My sweetness also increases and increases, and it shines newer and newer before that mirror of Radha. In other words, when Krishna sees Radha, so much love in her heart, in his heart comes, that he looks more sweet. And when Radha sees how Krishna looks increasingly sweet, she develops more love, more appreciation. And when Krishna sees that, his beauty becomes greater. There is a constant competition, my dear devotees, between Krishna's sweetness and the mirror of Radha's love. They both go increasing, but neither knows defeat. My dear devotees, in this world we think, if I can only meet a friend then I will be perfect and perfected, because in the presence of that friend I become more encouraged, more energetic, more dynamic. This may be true, my dear devotees, but have you ever thought how much you would become more energetic when you meet Krishna? Have you ever thought how much more in love you would fall when you reach Krishna? When beautiful Lalita Sakhi saw how Srimati Rani had fallen, not really out of the window, but down in the window, she noticed that Radha's heart was tortured by the flames of her love for him. When Radha was lying on the floor, Lalita came to her and whispered the holy names of Krishna into her ear. Krishna, Syam Sunda, Natabara, Tribanga. Radharani immediately opened her eyes widely and said, Where? Lalita answered, "Oh beautiful Radha, why do you always fall unconscious when it's time to look at Krishna? Oh beautiful eyed one, if you wish to attain this Krishna, then know he can be attained only if you give all your love for him. Otherwise he hides. Oh beautiful Radha, even now where you have found Krishna who brings happiness to the world, your heart still burns like the fire in a potter's kiln." Krishna. Oh learned devotees, do you know what is a potter's kiln? It's a hot oven in which the potter burns clay cups and clay pots. And the heat in this oven, I swear, it's the truth, reaches 2000 degrees Fahrenheit. 2000, not 100. 2000 degrees Fahrenheit. Everything which you put in a potter's kiln instantly burst into flames. Thus, Radharani's heart would burn everything. In her mood of separation, when she breathed, the heat of her heart came in her breath and leaves would burn. This much she wanted to be with Krishna. Lalita's service was to reduce the heat of Radha's burning heart. Srimati Radharani heard Lalita's words and she answered in a faltering voice, "Lalita, you have asked me why I always fall unconscious when I see Krishna. Lalita, you have asked me why my heart burns in longing to see him and does not become cooler but hotter and hotter. Lalita, I tell you, if I cannot attain Krishna's lotus feet, which now decorate this land of Braj, I will not be able to keep my body alive any longer." Lalita was terrified. Radharani was at the edge of death. Radharani had announced, "If I cannot attain the feet of Krishna, which now decorate this land of Braj, I will not keep my body alive." Lalita was terrified. There was simply no other way, nothing to do, no solution except for approaching Krishna directly. But Krishna is always so tricky. She went to the beautiful shore of the Yamuna, and there Lalita was surprised to find Krishna all alone. There were no cowherd boys, no calves, no devatas, no swans. Krishna is never alone, but now he was alone, sitting under a kadamba tree in a solitary place laced with a network of flowering madhavi vines and filled with the sweet sounds of singing bumblebees. So Krishna was in a kunj, that is like a sitting arrangement made from trees and beautiful smelling white madhavi creepers. Lalita had never seen Krishna like this. She knew she had to speak the truth now. Lalita said, "You are alone here?" Krishna said, "Not completely. See the bumblebees? They sing for me." God said, "Lalita, they won't tell anyone what I will tell you now. Since the day where Radha saw your wonderful form, Radha has been stunned. Do you know that she is motionless like a puppet and does not speak to anyone? Everything has become tasteless for Radha and even threatening. Her ornaments have become for her like suns which threaten to burn her. Her beautiful clothing is seen by her as a shower of sparks. Her wonderful perfumes are perceived by her as bitter. She sees the palace of her father like a solitary wilderness. And her flowers, which decorate her, she seemed to be like sharp arrows on her delicate skin. Do you know, Krishna? When she looks at the moon, she thinks it's a pot of poison meant to kill her, because she longs to meet you in the moonlit nights, but it's not possible. O Krishna, please give to Radha the sight of you, a sight that will easily destroy all her sufferings. Krishna, you see everything. In this world, is there anything which you do not know? It's you who creates and protects and finally destroys this universe. O Supreme Lord, although you are equal to everyone, you worship your devotees. Is Radha not your devotee? Why do you remain as if neutral and don't rush to Srimati Radharani, who is about to give her life up in the flames of separation from you? Why do you behave like this?" When Krishna heard Lalita's heavy words, he spoke with a voice as deep as thunder. "O beautiful Lalita, please know we both feel this love in our hearts. O noble girl, it is not that only one of us feels it. It is completely natural that she loves me. In this world, there is nothing equal to the love she bears for me. Very soon, the desire she felt in the Bandiravana forest when I turned into a little child after we had played our pastimes, very soon this desire will be fulfilled. Saintly devotees take shelter of pure unalloyed love for me. Those saintly devotees know that love for me is beyond any touch of matter. Know that the pure devotees who see no difference between Sri Radha and myself, Sri Krishna, attain my spiritual abode which is pure as the whitest milk. Fools who see the smallest difference between Sri Radha and myself, Sri Krishna, fall into the net of time. They are tortured for as long as the sun and moon exist. Radha is me, and I am Radha. After Lalita had heard these powerful words directly from the Lord, she bowed down before Krishna and with a face full of smiles approached Radha. In a solitary place, there she said, Radha, as you desire Krishna, so Krishna desires you. He said, there is no difference between you and him. You are one. He said, only fools think you are two. Please, serve Sri Krishna without any other desire. Serve him in pure love. Then your inner wish will be fulfilled. Krishna is very mysterious. Krishna is everywhere, and for someone who is not in Krishna consciousness, Krishna is nowhere. He is present and not present at the same time. He becomes present if he sees that a devotee truly loves him. And perhaps this is the reason why this beautiful pastime is told in so much detail, although it is so confidential. Perhaps this is the reason that we understand that we also can love Krishna, and by love of Krishna, we will come into his presence. So, we have still not reached the end of this wonderful pastime, but we have reached a deciding point. Radharani will meet a very, very knowledgeable gopi. I think only a few of you know the name of this gopi. And she will give Radharani a way by which she can finally meet Krishna. But there are many obstacles to overcome, and you will not believe your ears when you hear it. I want to thank all of you for giving really your best about during this day. I really felt that you were taking note of this secret in spiritual life, entering the moods of separation in order to meet Krishna. And this subject matter will become clearer and clearer as the retreat goes by. I think tomorrow we will hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the teacher, a great teacher of Vipralamba Bhava or Viraha Bhakti, who has opened a school with very concrete things how to enter this. I also want to request you to now go a little bit more intense into your retreat, because it is the day after tomorrow, time goes so fast, where we will have our 64 rounds day. So I recommend that already you use the time tomorrow to chant a little bit, extra rounds, or just go a little bit in the experience. What does it mean if you sit for, say, an hour on one spot and just chant? How will you react to this? You need to train this a little bit. If you run for 5 kilometers without having trained to run for 1 kilometer or 2 kilometers, it is sometimes a little bit difficult. Or if you have run then for 5 kilometers and after you've done it, you will only think of sauna and prasadam, In other words, you will afterwards not be able to do much. So my recommendation is that you chant tomorrow, and I recommend you to start already quite early. I know that not every one of us is accustomed to rise very early, like 4 o'clock or so, but rise a little bit earlier than you have been rising, and then use the morning hours to chant already something. Because if you have a good start, then it's much easier. If you go to bed with the idea that tomorrow I want to rise a little bit earlier than I usually rise, let me try for 30 minutes earlier, or 1 hour, or 1.5 hours. It depends really on how you work, so to say. And then chant a little bit in the temple room. That will help you. That will be very good.